This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to block a vaccine requirement for Maine healthcare workers. Justice Stephen Breyer rejected the emergency appeal Tuesday, but left the door open to try again as the clock ticks on Maine's mandate. The state will begin enforcing it October 29th. Workers who don't comply risk losing their jobs. It was the first time the Supreme Court weighed in on a statewide vaccine mandate. The court previously rejected challenges of vaccine requirements for New York City teachers and Indiana University staff and students. Federal regulators are expected to authorize the mixing and matching of COVID-19 booster doses this week in an effort to provide flexibility as the campaign for extra shots expands. The upcoming announcement by the Food and Drug Administration is likely to come along with authorization for boosters of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson shots and follows the okay for a third dose for the Pfizer vaccine for many Americans last month. The FDA was expected to say that using the same brand for a booster was still preferable, especially for the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna that have proved most effective against the coronavirus. The agency was still finalizing guidance for the single-shot J&J vaccine. Federal agents have been carrying out, quote, law enforcement activity, end quote, at a Washington mansion and New York City townhouse tied to Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska, who was a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Officials wouldn't provide any additional information about the circumstances surrounding their presence or any information about potential investigations involving him. His spokesperson told reporters the searches were connected to U.S. sanctions. This is VOA News. Haitians took to the streets of Titianyen in droves to call for the liberation of the kidnapped 17 members of a U.S.-based missionary group, as the kidnappers were demanding $1 million ransom per person. In the peaceful demonstration north of Port-au-Prince, dozens of people walked through the streets of Titianyen demanding the release of the missionaries. Some carried signs that read "Free the Americans" and "No to kidnapping." A top Haitian official not authorized to speak to the media told the Associated Press that someone from the 400 Mawozo gang made the demand Saturday in a call to a leader of the ministry group shortly after the abduction. The White House confirmed Tuesday that the FBI is part of a coordinated government effort to secure the release of the group of American and Canadian missionaries. The FBI had earlier released a statement about its involvement to free the group of 16 Americans and one Canadian. Attorneys will resume questioning potential jurors later Wednesday in the trial of three white men charged with chasing and killing a black jogger in their neighborhood, with several jury pool members saying they know the defendants or others close to a case that has sparked a national outcry. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and a neighbor William Roddy Bryan are charged with murder and other crimes in the death of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery after cell phone video of the February 23, 2020 killing leaked online 2 months later. By Tuesday afternoon, Superior Court Judge Timothy Walmsley had not declared anyone qualified to remain in the final group from which the jury will be chosen. At least 14 pool members have been dismissed since jury selection began Monday afternoon. A volcano on the Spanish island of La Palma was still spewing lava Wednesday, more than a month after it erupted. The volcano is on one of the Canary Islands off northwest Africa. Scientists monitoring the eruption have seen no indication it is letting up as rivers of lava continue flowing slowly toward the sea. The volcano has produced a constant rumble and roar with dozens of minor earthquakes most days and has covered a wide area with volcanic ash. Some 7,000 people have had to leave their homes. With the centerpiece of U.S. President Joe Biden's climate change strategy all but dashed, Democratic lawmakers headed to the White House Tuesday searching for new ways to narrow, reshape, and swiftly wrap up negotiations on what has been its sweeping $3.5 trillion budget plan. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.